everybody. It's Mary Lou Tyler. Today's guest, I believe I've had him on the show already, or I talked on his show. I can't remember. Brandon Bernanson is an expert in this whole concept of growth. And growth can mean a lot different things to different people. But he has taken something from nothing to greatness. And now he's actually working on taking something that's great to even better and more great. And so I wanted him to come on the show because I think that he has a lot of life in him. He told me his birthday's tomorrow. He's turning 35. So he's on the young side for some of us, but he's been doing the types of things that some people don't even accomplish or get to even witness in their lifetime. So I wanted him to come on and talk about a couple things. One, his company and how that has transitioned through, we're going through right now, a pandemic, and it's affected a lot of people, plus or minus. In his world, it has actually blossomed. You know, his company's grown quite a bit. So I want him to discuss how he's been able to transform his business in light of the pandemic. And also that experience has also motivated him to write a new book. And the book is called Whatever It Takes, Master the Habits to Transform Your Business, Relationships, and Life. Now this book at the recording of this podcast is available via pre-order. So just in case you guys want to go run out and get it right now, it's not there, but you can go to Amazon and click on the pre-order. And I'm sure he's going to have some great things for you in terms of bonuses and things like that. But I wanted to get him on the show. So Brandon, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's nice to finally connect. It's been a while.
Yes. Thank you, Mary Lou, Tyler, for taking the time to have me on the show. And it was awesome to have you in my latest book, Sales Secrets, which you know, hit number one bestseller last week. And it was awesome. Your interview was amazing on predictable prospecting. And thanks so much to be here. I'm excited to share a little bit about my new book, Whatever It Takes.
So we were sharing as we were talking, the pre-talk, I call it, we were sharing the fact that this book was birthed out of your folks, your team saying, hey, you know, we need to share this with the world. So what happened to you over the last year that culminated in this book being written in as little as what you said, 22 days?
Yeah, it was 22 days.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I remember like it was yesterday. I was my COO and I were sitting at a table, and we're watching the news. What's going on? The governor's coming on. You know, this is early March.
Yeah,
you know, the whole state. I live in Columbus, Ohio, and I'm eating and talking with my COO, and it's like 8, 9, 10 p.m. We're on the phone. You know, hitting the buttons, calling our investors. Our investors are calling us, hey guys, what's the game plan? How are you going to survive? What are we going to do if the country shuts down? How are you going to make it? You know, what employees are calling us? What do we do? You know, people are projecting that the country's going to shut down. Offices are going to shut down. Are our jobs secure? Are our livelihoods secure? Are you going to do layoffs? Are we going to open the office? Are we going to close the office? And we were sitting at the dinner table, just working till midnight, Danielle and I. And that evening, the governor of Ohio came on. And by the way, the week before, we were in the middle of signing like a 25,000 beautiful, brand new, amazing office space. So we're in the middle of these office space negotiations. Our investors are calling, customers are calling. Our employees are calling, and we're tied to the news trying to figure out what is going on with this thing called COVID and the pandemic.
Right.
So the governor comes on, shuts down the whole state. Complete lockdown, shut down. Everyone's freaking out. The news is freaking out. The press is freaking out. Employees are freaking out. Our customers are freaking out. Investors are freaking out. And we just, my management team and I, luckily, we've built a few different companies in our past since we were 18, and my father built the first billion-dollar B2B software company in the U.S., and we just do whatever it takes to be successful. And throughout all this chaos, I'm like, you know what? I have to write down all the beliefs, the mindsets, the habits, the strategies that we have to leverage as a company to survive and thrive in what I'm projecting to be a 24-month, you know, challenge in this country. So that it kind of inspired me to write out how to prepare for a pandemic or a crisis, the mindset you need to overcome crisis and be successful, the habits you need, the secrets you need to leverage. And I wrote it all out. It took me about 22 days and it ended up being like 300 pages just every morning. By the way, the country shuts down, right?
Right.
So now I've got more time. I'm like, I'm not going to the gym. I have to work out at home. So I would just wake up at 4 a.m., write for 3 hours, then work out in my garage and then get to work. And I didn't realize how much I was able to write and knock out, but I really wrote this book, Whatever It Takes, to highlight everything that you need to transform your business, relationships, and life to be successful, no matter what condition, good or bad, crisis, no crisis, failure, success, rich or poor, you name it. Everything in this book kind of highlights that. And then we used this book internally at our company called Seamless.ai, and we used it to grow 300% this year. And, you know, investors are like, what the hell are you doing? This is magical. You know, we went from shit 20 employees to 125 employees, and we're trying to scale to 500 employees. So my team was like, Brandon, you know, this changed our lives. This helped us grow. This made the impossible possible. You should share it with the world. And now that I already wrapped up two of my books, Seven Figure Social Selling and Sales Secrets, I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. And it's coming out. It's on Amazon now for pre-order, and it's coming out in January 5th.
So you mentioned a couple of things I want to highlight for the audience. One is you grew 300% in a pandemic when most companies, mine included, we had all of a sudden a channel of conversation was taken from us. And what I'm talking about is the telephone, because we did not have direct dial information. We had brick and mortar numbers inside of our database. So overnight, we lost a viable channel for us to generate opportunities. When you were considering, when this was all happening, where did you pivot, or did you have to pivot in your approach to continue to build? I'm assuming this 300% growth is primarily market share, net new logos, and not necessarily the base or expansion. You know, how did you get your arms around that piece of it? And was it something where you had to end up pivoting in some of the ways that you sold?
Yeah. You know, I saw like the foundation of it all was really around first preparation and mindset.
Okay.
For our team, for our company. Like if you've got the right preparation, expectations, mindset, belief systems, you can do anything in this world. You can accomplish anything, regardless of, you know, the challenge, life or death situations, even. Mm-hmm. So I just saw, you know, I launched my first company at 18 that did 12 million in sales. And a lot of the habits that I highlighted in this book, I learned from doing that. And then I launched a second company during the financial crisis of 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
And that was like, I got my ass kicked. The company went out of business and I learned everything that I did wrong from there. And then, you know, sold and went from zero to $100 million in sales for IBM and Google, and then building Seamless. You know, I just learned all of these core values, these beliefs, these habits, these secrets, all about preparation, all about mindset. You know, the preparation, the first core values, like doing whatever it takes. The next kind of secret of preparation is breaking your bullshit belief patterns. literally the chapter's titled Break Bullshit Beliefs, both internally and externally. And then the mindset's all about like defining your destiny, going all out and never quitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the habits are all about doing what the top 1% do, find solutions, take ownership, And then the secrets, you know, doing the right thing, protecting your dream and taking massive action. We applied this to, and also luckily I had a product that, like you had mentioned, Mary Lou, Seamless finds everyone's cell phones and emails for anywhere in the world. So when everyone went remote, our product was definitely an increase in demand. Although I would argue, no matter what, you should be trying to call people on their cell phones and emails and phone numbers, you name it, right? If you could get a one-to-one direct versus going the corporate company phone route, yeah, it's always the fastest route to go.
Mm-hmm.
But when everyone went remote, you know, we saw a 2% increase in growth rate from changing nothing. And then when we that's month over month growth rate.
Right.
So the month over month increased 2%, which would obviously be you've got compounding interest, but 24% increase, like if you try to not compound it and just multiply it by 12. And then if you apply everything that I teach in this book, whatever it takes, you just saw us growing, you know, 10, 20, 30% a month. And it increased our growth rate. You know, we increased revenue results by 300%.
You know, that's what really strikes me is two things. One is that you have a process for mindset and habit, which I love that idea. But the next thing is you have a team who bought into this and who executed the plan. What is it about the team at Seamless that you were able to do this, given all the uncertainty? I mean, it's been very stressful for everyone who's worried about the livelihood, the future. How did you get them to, all right, people, you know, let's gather and start working the plan? What were some of the daily rhythms or weekly rhythms that you deployed in order to act out your plan?
Great question. Yeah, it's a really good question. So right away, had an emergency company-wide meeting, right? So when I sold for IBM, everything was like, you know, and no disrespect, right? Massive company, super successful. When I sold for IBM, if anything was going wrong, it was hidden from you for months or years. And then shit would hit the fan, layoffs, whatever. And selling for Google was a little bit different. It was like high transparency. When things change or problems come up, they talked about it a lot very quickly, like kind of the exact opposite of what I experienced at IBM. And when I launched Seamless, I tried to take all the great things about IBM, all the great things about what I learned from selling for Google, try to remove all the bad things from both of those, try to remove all the bad things and the mindset and beliefs from running my own startups, to build this once in a lifetime culture. And our whole team kind of embodied our core values, which are really highlighted in this book. But the first thing we did, a big core value is like just taking massive action. And we knew that right away, things were going to get bad. Yeah. So I had this emergency 1 hour meeting, and I had 4 hourly emergency meetings with our company and with all of my our users. I've got 120,000 salespeople, marketers, and entrepreneurs on Seamless. So I did this whole pandemic recession masterclass for our company, for our users, to tell them, like, look, it will take 300 to 500% more activity, more energy, more money, more time, more failure to produce the exact same results that you were generating in January and February. Yeah. And guess what? It will suck. It will be painful. It will be shitty.
Yeah.
But right now, what we need to do is embrace the pain, embrace the suck, embrace the shittiness of this situation, and rise up above it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't, guess what? The company could go under. We could all lose our jobs. our customers could lose their jobs, could lose their success, you name it. We have no option. So is this like all in, all out? Here's the reality. No one's going to tell you this reality. And we just spoke like the hard truths of what we're going to experience. And we did this right after the governor shut. And the governor shut down Ohio. The next day, we're having an emergency meeting. This is how bad it's going to get. No one's going to tell you it's going to get this bad. This is going to be a 24-month thing. It's going to take us 300 or 500% more work. Like, you don't get paid more. We're all going to have to put in 300 to 500% more work and pray that all of that hard work will create security, success, results, so that no one loses their job. We don't have to do anything. You name it.
Right.
That was one of the core values, was like highlighting, projecting the right way, right? Because if you forecast that it'll be the exact same work that it was before the pandemic and after the pandemic, you're gonna drastically underestimate the amount of work, effort, time, money, capital, resources, energy, failure that you're gonna experience. And that was like the big mindset shift we had everyone bought in on. We had to buy everyone in to go all out, to never quit, to find solutions, not problems. The whole world's gonna be talking about problems 24/7. Don't listen to negative people. Don't look for problems. Don't try to search for problems. Find solutions. Take ownership of your domain. Protect our dream. Protect your dream. Take action. Do the right thing. You name it. And with these four emergency meetings, kind of highlighting everything that I highlight in the book, each chapter, the whole team came around. We had zero layoffs. Zero layoffs.
Great.
Zero salary cuts.
Yep.
We gave out, I don't know, probably 50 promotions. We grew the employee base by 5 to 6x. We won LinkedIn top 50 startups. We won number one best places to work. And you know, I say these things not to stroke my ego. I don't give a shit about my ego. I say it because if you buy into the habits, the beliefs that can transform your life, your business, and your relationships, and you use them and you apply them, it can save, you will be able to survive and thrive.
Right. Plus, you left open, though, for the folks that may struggle and take two steps forward, one step back, which does happen. You gave them permission to voice their concerns. And I think that that is another issue that I see a lot of, is that they fester over time if we're not addressing right or wrong, fiction or fact, is what's going on in that head of yours and how can we help turn that around? So the team approach to improvement, knowing that, you know, there's going to be some areas that we're going to fall down on. And I can share with the team here, with our listeners, we had the same issue. But what it gave us was the opportunity to think outside the box a little bit, you know, that we were cut off at the knees with a channel that was giving us a 40% response rate, and we went down to zero in one night. And our team looked at this as, all right, you know, you kind of pick yourself up, brush yourself off, and figure out another way to do this. And it was breathtaking how everyone took on this extra opportunity, we called it, and figure out how we can leverage the other channels of communication to get to our goal.
Yeah, 100%. And we also did different things too that helped, Mary Lou. Like we did immediate daily stand-ups. We took the whole company remote in 24 hours. And luckily, I launched the company with my management team and I out of my house. So we worked out of my house with like, we got up to like 10 employees out of my house. And then the HOA was kicking us out of my house. So while we were building this search engine that could find emails, cell phones, and insights to every person in the world that you need to sell to build, you know, the Google for sales, it took us a few years to build.
Right.
So we're out of my house. We're bootstrapped. no one would give us money because we've got a prototype. And they're like, well, we want to see you build it. Well, we want to see you sell it. You name it, right? That's right. The reality of building any company. Like if you've got no connections, like I did, if you have no, you know, hotshot VCs, like I did, you name it, you have to just be scrappy. You have to do whatever it takes. So we were remote first for a few years. Then we got a big office. Then we outgrew the office. Then the office got shut down due to the government.
Yeah.
And luckily it saved me a week before signing a 25,000 square foot office lease. their lawyers blew that deal, by the way. So like we were trying to push to sign this 25,000 square foot massive office space. It was like a very much like a Google here in Columbus that we were going to build a campus and office space in. Nice. Their lawyers took an extra week and it saved me a lot of money.
Silver lining there.
Yeah, exactly. But what we did was we instituted daily stand-ups.
Yep.
So we went 100% remote right away. We instituted daily stand-ups across every team. Every morning at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., I post a daily motivational message. I highlight the KPIs. I highlight the success. I highlight the positivity and momentum we're building. So for the past year, every day I'm posting, keeping up the momentum, keeping up the positivity, keeping up the energy, keeping people to, you know, recognize the flywheel. We also created a ton of Slack channels. Mm-hmm. So we have like customer success stories channel, success book channel, success thought leadership channel. So anytime you see anything good about our platform, anything good about our work, anything good about anything, we would post screenshots of that stuff in these Slack channels. So that the team could keep seeing like, okay, yes, we're working 200% harder, 300% harder, but our jobs are secure. We're winning. We're growing. We're scaling. Yeah. We're changing the world. We're helping the world. So a lot of these things, like I had to basically break everyone down. And that's why the first chapter and the first tip is you have to break your bullshit beliefs. Yeah. The top 1% of top performers do not let other people's opinions and beliefs hold them back from living the life they want.
Right.
We had to like break down our entire company, all of our employees, what their belief systems were. Because I knew it would get terrorized by the news, by their family, by their peers, by their partners, wives, husbands, you name it. Because everyone's going to be in a state of fear and this like craziness with pandemic, COVID, life or death, you name it. And I'm like, how do I make sure that these people have the right mindsets, the beliefs, the patterns? I got to break them down, build them back up. Got to have them develop this constructive paranoia. We're like extreme constructive paranoia that everything could be taken from us at any given point in time. So no matter what, it was critical for us to stay humble, stay hungry, and be the hardest working people in the room every single day of the week in the industry, in the SaaS space. We have to stay humble, hungry, hardest working people in the room and assume that shit could get really bad really quickly. And then really worked with everyone to like eliminate bullshit excuses. Don't buy any get rich quick schemes. And when I say get rich quick schemes, not only do I mean like real get rich quick schemes, but also life will be good here in a day or two. Get rich quick schemes. Like,
right.
I really wanted people to understand how bad this was going to be so that if you understand this is going to be a 2-year marathon, then you could stop worrying about the past or present and you could go create the future.
Yeah. And develop that endurance. I mean, that's what, well, you know, my body of work, prospecting, is all about that endurance muscle for prospecting. It comes over time. I love your idea of the stand-ups. We instituted a daily OKR, which is similar to your stand-up. It's objectives and key results.
Absolutely.
And we would meet in the morning and set the tone of what we hope to accomplish, what we bought in to accomplish that day. And then we would check in with each other in the evening because we all of a sudden now, even though we're remote, we had these tools. We used Zoom. And then when Zoom had his little hiccup, we had to switch over to a different service because we are a very secure oriented company. But, we did that and it was amazing. First of all, to see everybody's houses, because I was in people's kitchens, I was in people's bedrooms, people's closets, depending on whether they had kids or not. So it was just a humbling experience, but it was You felt a high sense of camaraderie. I can't explain it, but we all got so much closer because we're all in the same boat. This thing is affecting everyone at every level, and we're all struggling with it. And that also brought us closer together, but with a structured process like the one you're talking about, from Whatever It Takes, from the new book. I mean, it's like a blueprint of how to navigate through these situations that we don't have any control over. We really don't.
Yeah. And I love that you implemented the OKRs. What a great system to implement. Being from Cleveland, Rockefeller Habits really follows the OKR system. And that's been one of the key pillars of my success. And we track everything on the daily, like daily tracking of all of our metrics. You're one of the smartest sales engineer gurus I've ever met, Mary Lou, and you've had a big impact on me launching multiple companies and being successful, going from zero to $100 million in sales selling for IBM and Google. And it's like, you got to leverage the data every day. You got to analyze the data. And I think like your attitude and how you embrace times of adversity, and this is in the book, will mentally make you or break you.
Yes.
And the best part about that is you get to decide.
Yes.
Your attitude on how you embrace these times of adversity could be great.
Yeah.
They could be terrible and crush you. And when you decide that you're going to make them great, when you treat rejection, and I know you love data, I call it when you treat rejection as the data needed for ratification.
Yes.
To be successful. And I talk about in the book how I pitch hundreds of venture capitalists. I pitched 347 VCs. Can you believe that?
I guess I would believe that, Brandon.
347 VCs, 297 of them passed on me. But guess what? Every time someone passed, that rejection, your market's not good enough. Your idea's not good enough. Your team's not smart enough. You don't live in San Francisco. You didn't go to MIT, Harvard. Your development background isn't as strong as we want it. You're not good enough. You didn't go, here or there. You name it. Like all of this data you use to optimize. You A/B test and you keep improving. And the rejection data, the data from failure allows you to fast forward to where you need to grow and where you need to go.
Yes.
And then that kind of propelled into this theme of like never quit. I call it never effing quit in the book. It's a little vulgar, sorry, but you need to go all out. You need to be vulgar with your success. You need to be unsatisfied, relentless with what you need to do right now. The only way that we grew 300% during one of the worst economic times of our history is because we went all out, and that's critical to do. And you got to find solutions and not problems. All of these things were a big pillar to it.
And I think one of the biggest messages here, and I remember my father telling me, it's about choice. And he used to tell me the story of the Bluebird school bus. And if the Bluebird school bus took a left-hand turn at the factory, it became a school bus. If it took a right-hand turn, it became this fabulous like home on wheels, where they outfitted it with all the top everything so that you could power that thing around the United States and have a complete living environment, a kitchen, bedrooms, a shower that was chartreuse in color. It was just a fabulous home on wheels. And he said, Mary Lou, that's how life is. You can choose to go left or right. And it's up to you, though, to make that choice. And that stuck with me forever. And I do believe that you're embodying that whole process of we can choose where we're going. Yes, we have some baggage. Yes, we have some history. Yes, we have some childhood things that we want to overcome and need to at least make peace with. But at the end of the day, we're in the driver's seat. We can decide where we want to go, how we want to get there. And there's a whole community of people like Brandon out there, like myself, who want to help you get there, who are just cheerleading you on to get to that point. But you've got to take that first step.
Yeah, 100%. Anyone tuning in, listening to this show right now, if you commit to constantly growing and improving, you're going to win. If you perception is reality. And if you can believe, you can achieve. And why, as a salesperson, entrepreneur, I write this book about mindset and beliefs. Like, it's almost like dieting. You know, if you want to lose weight, diet is 90% of it.
Yeah.
The 80 Pareto's law, 80-20 rule. I would say if you want to join the top 1%, if you want to become a millionaire in sales, like I have, and built multiple 8-figure companies. And again, I don't say that to brag, because I score myself on a scale of 1 to 10, a 1. You need to just go all out with believing that you can achieve, and perception is reality. And if you improve every day and you believe that you could do it, and you go all out, and you have the right mindset, you do whatever it takes, you can define your destiny.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's micro steps, and some days it's big leaps. But there's always a forward movement. And even the failure is forward. I loved your analogy about the failure, because one of the best learning experiences for me as a consultant going into clients is to look at their clothes lost. Why did we lose? Because there's so many lessons in there as to how we can improve for the next person that comes through our door, or that we're able to start a conversation or continue a conversation with. I think that's a very important thing. The other thing is, you got to put that ego in your pocket. Self-doubt, also ego, also the things that are holding you back. You know, that little person on your shoulder that says, well, maybe you shouldn't take a risk. You know, I think in a lot of situations, risk is good, as long as it's a healthy risk and you're not doing things that are going to completely obliterate whatever it is that you're working towards. But there's always a level of risk in everything. But allow yourself and give yourself permission to take on risk at your pace. Because like you said, the tiny behaviors are the ones that lead to remarkable results. That's in your book.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. If you can master doing whatever it takes.
Yes.
Everything in the book. That's 80% of being successful in sales, marketing, entrepreneurship, demand generation. You can't beat someone who never gives up. And in life, you've got three choices. Choice number one, you could give up. Choice number two, you could give in. Hey, the pandemic, the recession, the economy that's getting destroyed is also going to destroy me. Or choice number three, you could give it your all.
Yeah.
And you get to choose, but I always recommend going with option number three. And you never regret giving it your all, even if you fail.
Highly recommend option number three. Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
So the book is Whatever It Takes, Master the Habits to Transform Your Business, Relationships, and Life. It's on Amazon. It's pre-order. Please consider doing that. It's a great book. And then I'll put, Brandon, all of your contact information on my website page. It'll have your beautiful picture and all your connectors. So if those of you are hearing this underlying current of Seamless, I would definitely check out that company, because yes, it does give you what we didn't have, which is the ability to reach people at the best time and also the best number or the best location. Brandon, thank you so much for your time today. Really enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on, Mary Lou. I appreciate it. And you know, you're someone that's changed my life forever for the better with your work. And I hope everyone tuning in that you learn something from this book or from this podcast that can help you do the same to make this next year your biggest and best yet. Please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. Also, I post daily sales strategies at seamless.ai. You can join Seamless for free at seamless.ai. That's seamless.ai. And thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Brandon. Take care.